This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, the conclusion of our three-part series on the Enchanted Highway. But first, a new project that aims to map the historical migration of the human race using DNA began today. Scientists in 10 regional centers around the world will collect and analyze more than 100,000 DNA samples over the next 5 years. Spencer Wells directs the program that's being launched by National Geographic and IBM. Day to Day's Alex Chadwick spoke with him earlier for our series of Radio Expeditions interviews.
Spencer Wells, you've described your work as learning to read DNA as a historical document. What have you learned about human history so far in reading DNA?
Well, I say that because DNA really is this amazing molecule. It's a document. It's a way of looking back into the past. It's effectively a time machine. We all have some sense of who our parents were and our grandparents, but eventually everyone hits a brick wall if you go back far enough. And it turns out that DNA allows us to go all the way back to the beginning. We can go back to the very early days of our species to infer where we came from and how we got to where we live today.
And when you say where we came from, you mean the migratory history. You're actually going to be able to figure out where people's ancestors once lived?
That's right. Let me give you an example. My genetic lineage of a piece of DNA I'm carrying around called the Y chromosome tells me that I share a lineage in common with men living in Western Europe. But it tells me a little bit more about my ancestry as well. It tells me that before they lived in these parts of the world, they lived in Central Asia around 40,000 years ago. And so this traces a migratory route up out of Africa through the Middle East, through the steppes of Central Asia, and ultimately ending up in Western Europe around 30 to 35,000 years ago.
I've seen a paper from the project that says you're going to be able to figure out where the original humans came from. What is the original human group in Africa?
Well, of course, everybody around the world today has been evolving for the same amount of time. So there are no people trapped in a time warp somewhere. But there are people, in particular in Africa, who retain genetic lineages that show us the way back to our earliest ancestors. The amazing thing to come out of this is how closely related we all are. We share a common ancestor, a man who lived in Africa around 60,000 years ago. That's only about 2,000 generations. And what that tells us is that all of this diversity we've generated, we look around the world and we seem to be so different, all of that diversity has been generated in the last couple of thousand generations.
That's not very much time, is it?
No, it's not. We're all effectively members of an extended family.
This one ancestor from 60,000 years ago, how specific do you think you're going to be able to get about exactly where that person came from?
Well, we don't know for sure at this stage. This is real exploration. We have a sense of some of these broad patterns, both within Africa and outside of Africa. We have a sense of certain populations within Africa who may give us a clearer glimpse of this individual. I think that many people have a sense that, there is an African type. In fact, there is a lot of diversity in Africa. There's more diversity in most African villages than we see in the entire world outside of Africa. What that means is Africans have been accumulating these genetic markers, genetic changes through time, on their DNA for longer than non-African populations. And that tells us that we all originated as a species in Africa. We have been living in Africa longer than we've been living outside of Africa.
I took a swab from my own cheek. I've submitted it for the project. By participating in this project, what am I going to learn about my own migratory history?
Well, you're going to find out the sort of information that I just told you about myself. You're going to be able to go to a website and figure out what your personal journey is, the journey of your Y chromosome if you're male, or your mitochondrial DNA if you're female, that's a female lineage, the journey your ancestors took from those very early days in Africa all the way to where you live today.
There's this long list of questions you have that you think you may be able to answer with this data. For instance, here's one. Did Alexander the Great's armies leave a genetic trail?
You can see this project as a way of rewriting history, confirming certain aspects of history. Many of the questions, the historical questions that people have, are about biological ancestry. They're about genealogy. Am I related to a particular people that lived at a certain time in a certain place? It turns out that genetics gives us those answers. We're really getting at the kind of how and why of human history here.
Spencer Wells, population geneticist, director of the Genographic Project, and a National Geographic Explorer in Residence. Spencer, thank you.
Thank you.
And that interview from Day to Day's Alex Chadwick. To find out how you can trace your own genetic history, visit our website, npr.org.